Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 13, 1804, day 61 of the expedition. Camped on a sand island on a point opposite a high and extensive prairie. Clark's notes of the 13th of July, by a most unfortunate accident, blew overboard in a storm. To recreate his entry, he had to use the notes from the sergeant's and Captain Lewis's journals. Descriptions of creeks and islands are often vague, or seemingly not on course. If you try to follow the expedition's progress on a modern map, it can be very confusing, seemingly jumping around among Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. The river has changed its channel many times since they traveled it, and of course there were no political boundaries at that time. For the sake of identifying where they are in our narrations, it is expedient to refer to some present-day place. If you have any further interest, you can look up these locations on a map of the United States. Captain Clark writes in his journal today,
"Set out at sunrise and proceeded on under a gentle breeze. I killed 2 goslings nearly grown, several others caught and killed on shore. Also 1 old goose with pin feathers. She could not fly. Last night at about 10 o'clock, a violent storm of wind from the northeast, which lasted about 1 hour, at which time a shower of rain succeeded. The men on shore did not join us this afternoon. The river nearly on stand. Captain William Clark, June 13, 1804.
Some of the hunters had been out since the 11th of July. This indicates they camped 2 nights on shore. The expedition's hunting parties often stayed out for a day or two, and sometimes 2 parties were out at the same time, 1 on each side of the river. Tomorrow, the party leaps out to save the boat.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.